It's Friday, April 29th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus, a Christian college professor who successfully sued his university after being punished for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns, is encouraging Christians to resist and not give in to cultural pressures, reports FaithWire.com. Dr. Nick Merriweather, a philosophy professor at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio, explained what the case was all about.
It was on the first day of class in 2018, a male student approached me after class and demanded that I use female titles and pronouns. I explained to him that I would not be able to do that. He got a little bit upset. He threatened to get me fired.
Shawnee University placed a letter of reprimand in his file. They said that if they had to address it again, they would fire Merriweather.
I was going to be punished not for something that I was doing, but for something that I would not do. And that was to affirm the gender identity ideology. And so for the university to require me to speak in a way that conflicted with my Christian and my philosophical beliefs, I thought was a very unsettling, disturbing violation of freedom of speech. And that's why I would not stand for it. I simply would not go along with it.
The Christian professor told CBN's FaithWire that he relied on prayer and scripture to navigate his nearly four-year legal battle.
What kept me going was, first of all, my Christian faith. I think Christians are clearly taught in scripture, especially in the New Testament, that we will face persecution, discrimination, and we should not give in. We may lose our jobs. We may lose our livelihoods. We may lose our family. We may also lose our lives eventually. We cannot give in. Frankly, the scriptures were extremely helpful. The Psalms, even the book of Revelation, teaches very, very clearly we must resist in a kind way, a humble way, a reasonable way, but we must not give in.
Philippians 1 verse 27 says, "Conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." As part of the settlement, the college agreed that the Christian professor will never be mandated to use misguided pronouns, plus Shawnee University paid the professor $400,000 in damages. Hypocrisy is alive and well. Nearly 400 employees at the U.S.